We are in Daf Pei Dalet Amid Beis. Let us again go over Bekitzer from the Gemara Mibnei Shesofik Nefashisu. We hear in the Mishnah a Kefil Haloshen. The Mishnah says, Matilin Loisam Beseich Piv Beshabbos Mnei Shesofik Nefashis V'chol Sofik Nefashis Toiche Es HaShabbos. Kol Sofik Nefashis is Toiche Shabbos. Lama li sula meima v'chol safik nefashis doiches ha-shabbos. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Lai safik shabbos zu bilvat, not only if there's a safik nefashis on this shabbos, omru, alafilu safik shabbos acheres. That means this shabbos, afilu they won't do anything, there's no shaila. He won't die. Let's see what Rashi says again. Lo yisofik Shabbos zu bevat, lo yishei sofik ha-nefoshes l'Shabbos zu. El afilu ein ha-sofik l'Shabbos zu. There's no sofik on the Shabbos. The pshita lon da-yoyim lo-yomus. We'll do something, we'll do nothing. He's not going to die today. El sofik is a sofik. Shim lo yasu ha-yoyim, if they won't do today, shemo yomus l'Shabbos habo. That means, so we're thinking about next Shabbos. We're thinking about next Shabbos, maybe if they won't do today, he'll die next Shabbos. Maybe if they won't today, he won't die next Shabbos. So we have a suffix, not about this Shabbos, about next Shabbos. Heichi domi, ki goindam du litmanyo yoimi. They shat stop, he needs medicine for 8 days. That's what they said. They give medicine for 8 days. The yom kama shabbate, and the first day is Shabbos. Mao de taima la'akiv ad la'ute. And now we have to say it's a sofik already. I mean, that's the whole sofik. Let's wait till at night. It's a sofik. Maybe we don't need the schilo Shabbos of today. This Shabbos is yizicha won't die. And maybe without the chilul Shabbos of this Shabbos, he'll live next Shabbos also. Ki heichid olay nechol olay trei Shabbate, kamash malon. That's what, that we are mechalol this Shabbos. It's a very difficult gemara. First of all, the Rishash asks Akash over here, the whole gemara is very difficult. It's a suffix, if I won't make a refuah today, if we'll be able to live next Shabbos. So first of all, why do you have to talk about Shabbos? And what about, what'll be if I make the same suffix, if he won't make the refuah today, will he live tomorrow? Won't he live tomorrow? I mean, why do you jump to the next Shabbos? What's to the next Shabbos? So first he wants to say Amuyim Dika Chiddush, and then he himself says a Chiddush, which is himself says not like the Rishonim, which is a greater Chiddush. First he wants to say on this Kasha, that what the Gemara speaking about, live till next Shabbos, it's not a Shai on this Shabbos, it's a Shai on next Shabbos. So he wants to say as follows, that we're speaking about a Dion of Chayesha. Now, the halacha is for sure that let's say if one will be Mechal Shabbos, this Shabbos will be able to live another hour this Shabbos, so you Mechal Shabbos for another hour. That he says that's we have later in the Gemara Daf Pehei, the Chal Shabbos Achas Kdei Sheyishmer Shabbos Yisarbei. So that means you'll have to be Mechalo Shabbos, you should live another hour this Shabbos also. He wants to say, if it's only Negei Chaye Shoh, and he'll zicha die before next Shabbos, then you're not Mechalo this Shabbos. For a Chaye Shoh of Yemei Achol, he wants to say you're not Mechalo this Shabbos, which is a Meir Dike Chiddush. The Gemara is saying that he'll live till next Shabbos also, so it's a Chaye Shoh of next Shabbos. So then it's a suffix if you need this Shabbos. If you don't need this Shabbos, so you're Mechalol this Shabbos for next Shabbos. That's one tremendous chiddush he wants to say. If you learn kipshutai. Then, lemaise, he fears ois a moiredike chiddush, which is as follows. He wants to say pshat in the Gemara, we're going to have later a baraise. He wants to say that, let's say, doctor said that you have to be mechalel Shabbos twice on this person. The first time, if you won't be mechalel Shabbos now, he's either going to die. The second time, you'll ask the doctors, can you wait till Meitzoy Shabbos? They say, yeah, you can wait till Meitzoy Shabbos. So he wants to say, even though you can wait till Meitzoy Shabbos, you're not mechuyif to wait. You're allowed to do it now. Since already you are mechalel Shabbos already for this chayle, he brings rayas from a Gemara Menachos, that since already there were mechalel Shabbos for this chayle, so you don't have to wait till Meitzoy Shabbos and you can make another chilul Shabbos. That's one chiddush he says. And lemaisa he says, pshat in our Gemara means that since next Shabbos you'll have to be mechalel Shabbos, so even though for this Shabbos I could wait till Meitzoy Shabbos, but since I need a Chilul Shabbos of next Shabbos, I'm permitted to be Mechalul Shabbos this Shabbos also. That is the Chiddush of the Gemara. That means he's just adding on to his first Chiddush. That means the first Chiddush was, if I was already Mechalul Shabbos this Shabbos for this Chayle, I'm permitted to do another pula of Chilul Shabbos, even though this could wait till Meitzoy Shabbos. That was the first Chiddush, which is a Gevaldike Chiddush. Since it was Nitin Shabbos Litchei Setzloi, so Mameli can make a second Chilul Shabbos, which is a Moiredike Chiddush. And then he says more than that. He says the other way around also, if I'll have to be Mechalul Shabbos, next Shabbos for this Chayle, so you'll have to be mechalel Shabbos for this chayla. So who adin I can be mechalel the first Shabbos also. I don't have to wait till Meitzoy Shabbos. That's what he wants to say. Pshat in this Gemara. It's a very difficult Gemara. Lo yisofik. But let's go back to the Gemara. Omar Rav Yudah Marav. Lo yisofik Shabbos zu bilvad omru. So Rashi said, let's go back to Rashi, that even though there's no suffix whatsoever, if he might die this Shabbos, Elofilu suffix Shabbos Acheres, he might die next Shabbos, there's a suffix if you need this Shabbos, you're also allowed to be mechalel this Shabbos. And then again, the way he asked, I mean, you have to understand what the chiddush is. If it's a suffix, why the Gemara chaps on next Shabbos? I mean, the kashas that he asks are gevaldik, and if it's not next Shabbos, if it's next year, there's a suffix. If you don't do something now, he'll die in a year. It's also one that's permitted to be mechalel Shabbos now. The way you learn the Gemara kipshutai. It's a very difficult Gemara. Eichi domi, kegoin dem dui letmanya yoimi, v'yoimi kama shabbata, Mao de teime la akiv ad leute, let's wait till the evening. Ki heichid leinechel leitrei shabbate kamash malom. This is a member of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Tanya nami hochi. Mechamin chamin lechayle b'shabbes. One is permitted to cook hot water for a chayle b'shabbes. Bein lahashkoisoi. Bein lahavroisoi. Say the purpose of cooking is that he needs to drink hot water, and say the purpose of the cooking is lechitza. Havroisoi is lechitza. Lechitza, that's what Rashi says. The loy Shabbos zu bilvad omru, elo leShabbos acheres. Okay, this was the chiddush of Rav Hestes. That even though his zicha won't die this Shabbos, it's negeya Shabbos acheres, so you're allowed to do it this Shabbos also. Now it says further, vein oimrim namtin loy shemo yavri. We don't say, let us wait shemo yavri. Ela mechamim loy miyad. Now what is pshat in this halacha? Vein oimrim namtim loy shemo yavri, ela mechamim loy miyad. So I saw three pshatim in this halacha. The Ran says pshat in this halacha as follows. The Ran says, Vein oimrim namtim loy shem, namtim loy ad sheyavri, that's the lashon ad sheyavri. So the Ran says, Shim amduhu roifin shetzorich chamin lahashkoisoi o lahavroisoi. Doctor said that you have to cook up a lot of water. He needs water for drinking, and he needs water for bathing himself. Deine Rechitzes kol gufoi. Ein oimrim nochem loy chamin lahashkoisoi bolvat. You say you need hot water. Maybe this will do the trick. Maybe the drinking will do the trick. Shema yavri baze, v'lo yetzori chamim lavro yisoy. Elo oisin bebasachas kol ma shamdu boi horoifin. Now, according to the Ran, it's very difficult to understand the Chiddush. I mean, doctors say he needs to bathe himself in hot water, he needs to drink hot water. That's what the doctor said. So, l'chayre, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, maybe I'll play doctor. Maybe this will be enough. Maybe this will be sufficient. Why they have to do everything now? Let's try it. Eloisim bebas achas, kol ma shamdu b'yeroifi. So maybe the chiddush is that we'll see. Let's see if we'll start working now. So maybe shema yavri. Maybe I'll do it later. Maybe the Chiddush is according to the Ran, and maybe that's what the Rishash seems to be saying over here in this pshat. That means, let's say it's the doctor said you have to cook up so much water for Rechitze and for Shtir. So maybe pshat is, listen, the day is big. Let me cook up a little water now for drinking. And we'll wait 2 hours. And we'll see, he doesn't get better, so we'll cook then. Could be these 2 hours, it's not a sakonet. That means, not the chiddush of the Gemara is that I'll only do this. The doctor says he needs both, and I'll only do this. Could be that's poshet. I mean, a person can play doctor. Though maybe the chiddush is that, listen, I don't have to do everything now. I can give him the bath in 2 hours also. So let me wait. Maybe I won't have to give him the bath. And it could be the doctors are moide that the 2 hours won't make it or break it. Afalpikain, since the doctor said you should do it now, so you should do it now. Maybe that's the chiddush. That is a shtickel chiddush. The Meiri says as follows. On this Gemara, the Meiri says that AFLP Sherechitze Zu Shel Chizek Eivorim Ein Boi Tzoyrech LeMeiris Kolkach. The Meiri says Lomdes. He says, the hot water to drink, that's a refuah. The hot water to bathe himself, this is chizuk eivorim. This, he'll feel better, he'll feel healthier. Ein boi tzoyrech lemehiris kolkach. You don't have to do it now. Vahavalei lemeimar shenamtim lo kidei shalei nechalo bo shabbos. So let's wait. So the teretz is kamash malon shemikol mokim imaheres hi bechizik eivorov beimamtim shum dovor teyeles ligmer refuas achayli. Now the Bir Halacha brings down this Meiri when he speaks about is the shittas Ramban, there's the shittas Rav Magid, that the shittas Ramban, there's a meiridik machlokes hapoiskim. we're learning here halachas that one is permitted to do pu'ulas to be mechalo Shabbos, b'mokim pikuach nefoshes. Now, the shaila is, what does that mean? So other Rishonim learn, that means as follows. That's how the Bir Halacha wants to say, Rav Rishonim learn, that if this will not be done, there's a suffix, he might, good, there's a suffix. We're speaking about suffix, pikuach nefoshes. Maybe it won't be detrimental to self, but there's a suffix, maybe this might endanger, this might make a greater sakone. So memela, it's a suffix. If by not doing this, you're being misak in his life, so that's a din pikuach nefesh, is doiche Shabbos, is doiche Yom Kippurim. But what is if there's no such suffix whatsoever? That means that if I won't do it, he won't be in a greater sakone by, this won't be done. But I'm doing a pu'ule which will be mechazikim. That means he'll feel better. What do I gain by him feeling better? It's a good thing. If he's feeling better, perhaps the medicine will work better. In the long run, it's good that he should feel better because his chizik aguf is a plus in, he's a chayla sheyesh by sakone, so his chizik aguf is a plus. Now the shaila is, for this plus is one mechalo Shabbos. So the Mishneh Berurah, the Bir Halacha brings down this Meiri, that was the Chiddush in the Meiri, and that's the Losh, that's the Chiddush, the Pashas Losh Meiri. Af al pi sherechit zu shal chizuk eivorim, ein boi tzoich la mehiris kol kach. He has to give him hot water to drink. That does help him. That's that. If you won't give him the drink, it's fafalim. That's the sakone. Here you don't have to wash him. Now you can wait another 5 hours. It's only chizik avorim. Ein boi tzoich lemhiris kol kach. Vahavale lemeimer shenamtin lo kidei shlo nechal bo Shabbos. That's how the Miri learned pshat this gemara. Veinoimrim namtin loy shemo yavri. What's the shemo yavri? He's geiris atshi yavri. And so he says, Pshat, Elohim kein hivri. That means that you do it, that's what he says. So since mikol mokim emeheres hi bechizik eivorov, vein mamtim shum dovo te elis ligme refuas achayli. This is what he holds. This is Be'emerson, they bring, the Briskerov brings down Rab Chaim, Otazege Paskant Halacha Lamaise, that if you have a, he said that what there's a din of giving shiurim by Yom Kippur, that is dafke if the person is at the present time a chayle she'en by sakone. The ra'ovain may be misakin him. So if by letting him eat shiurim, he won't get into this batzav of hunger, so then you give him shiurim. But Rab Chaim said, if a chayla is a chayla sheyesh by sakone, he says, then he eats normally. Fakert, you have to, a chayla sheyesh by sakone, oisin loy kol tzrochov. That means whatever is better for him, you do. If a good meal, a hearty meal is better for him, you give him this. He's a chayla sheyesh by sakone. So you have to do whatever is possible to be mechazik his guf, even though if this won't be done, also it won't be a shayla pikuach nefoshes, but if this will be done, it'll bring to chizik haguf, so memela one should do it. And that's how the Meiri learns pshat in this gemara. What does he say? Swiss Ella Bigdaila Yisrael, Bafilo Heche de Efsha Benochi, Mitzvah Be Yisrael, Shema yis'atzel hanochi v'lo yase v'yovi lidei sakone. So Tosfos says pshat that you don't do to a goy because Shema yis'atzel hanochi. That means, so Tosfos is very understandable. There's a chshashna, you can't put it into the hands of a goy. A goy geitem nishton and lem is memela, so he's not the right one to do it. Shema yis'atzel hanochi. We had learned last week the Ran. The Ran says a different pshat. The Ran says pshat that if you'll be doing with a goy, so people will come under the impression you always need a goy. So in an instance where there won't be a goy around, they'll start looking for goyim, and that is a matzav of sakone. That is how the Ran says pshat. Shema yavoi hadovo, shekshlo yimtzu, oivdei keichovim, uktanim, lo yirtzu lechalos ha-shabbos ha-dei gdeili Yisrael. So memele, so in oisin al yodoi mibnei sakone. So memele, so we don't do through a goy because of this potential sakone. A later sakone. We were meire last week, lechayre, since it's possible now to avoid this chilul Shabbos, you can do through a goy, you can do through a cotton. So later there might be a sakone. So the later potential sakone is now doiche. Now permits a chilul Shabbos. L'chayre if you hold pikuach nefesh is tchuya. So l'chayre, I mean, are you permitted to do now a malacha? Which we have a guy in front of you, we could avoid the Chilul Shabbos because of later. We said a mahalach the last time, it could be perhaps a different mahalach. I saw the Ktzais HaShulchan brings down. I mean, that's Tamazoy Pshat in the Gemara. Ein Oisim al Yedei Nochim means Chazal Asad al Yedei Nochim. That means it's an Averi, not allowed to tell a guy to do it. Why did they say not allowed to tell a guy to do it? Because if you tell a guy now to do it, so lemaise, they might come out of kilkul. So that's why they said you're not allowed to tell a goy. So it could be, it is not zaygefelach. I mean, if Chazal said you're not allowed to tell a goy, so I don't have a goy here. So memele, after this issa, vashteitzach, that I'm permitted to be mechalo Shabbos, because there's no one else that can do it. I, there's a goy here, but Chazal asked. And since it's an issa to tell the goy, so memele, so there's only a yid around. There's a yid around. So v'shteitzach is permitted to be mechalo Shabbos. He says that means so it could be there isel al yidei there isel. There's no eitzah to be matzo this yid only through chilul Shabbos of a yid. The Riaz says over here in the ve'ein oimrim. I mean, he's chaylik. The hilarim shad v'im oimim the yasu dvorim halolu aydei akum aydei ktanim she'enam b'nei onshin shemo at she'nachser achareyem yistakin achayle elo oisin aydei g'doyle yisrael she'en b'nei onshin and nimtsoim shon. The Riaz learns pshat in oisin aydei akum means you don't look for a goy. What's wrong to look for a goy? Because if you look for a goy, maybe till you'll find the goy, the chayla will come into sakone. But he says, "Ve'im hoyu anim tzoim sham nochim oiktane." But what if you have a guy here? So the Yah says, "Oisem al yodom ben mechalalim al yedeg doyli Yisrael hoyu ve'efshe laseis adovo beheta ben lonu laseis beis." So that's how the Yah says. We don't paskin like this, but that's how the Yah says. The Yah says that the whole Isser is only, when if there's not goyim around, if there's goyim around, then you should do through goyim. The Maisa, the Ramah says if there's goyim around, you should do through goyim. The Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says we don't paskin like this. That's not a Mishnah, it's not a Minik Chasidim. It's better we should do taka the way the Ran says that you should always do al yedei Yisraelim gedolim. I saw the Ktzais HaShulchan asks Akasha, We had learned on Daf Pei Dalet Amid Aleph that Yochanan had gone to Matranisa and he asked her, what will be if our Shabbos I'll need you? So tell me what to do. So he'd be Mechalo Shabbos. That's the Pashtus of the Gemara. He'd be Mechalo Shabbos. Why couldn't he come to her Shabbos? So Rashi in Avodah Zarah says, because he said a Shia. That means he said a Shia. That's why he couldn't come to her Shabbos. Now, L'chaire, we have to understand, according to these Shitas, according L'chaire to the Shitas Ariyaz, that if there's a Goy around, you go to the Goy. So what was the heter? What was the heter of Bittul Torah over here? That means like this, he might need it, so go to her, but then he won't be able to say the Shia. So because of the Shia, he's going to be Mechal Shabbos. Meiridik. So the Ktzei Shulchan asks the Kasha. So the Ktzei Shulchan wants to say, I feel according to the Riyaz, I feel according to this Shita, Pshat is that you're permitted to use a goy, but a yid is also allowed to. Afilu according to the shita, the machlokes is: do you have to tell a yid? But yizich is permitted to use a yid. No, it's better through a goy. Now it's bittul teira, so then you're allowed to use a yid. Zok the gemara weiter, ben oimrim yasu dvorim halolu. So Rashi says, Pshat, that you don't rely on them, but Mitzafel Ledas Acheres, that if there's three that says, Ein Etzorich, and two that says, Tzorich, they're Mashlim. Others say, you don't do through Noshim, because they might be Misatzel, or they might think, Fakert, a Yid is not allowed, Godel is not allowed to do, that's what they tell us to do it. But the Ran himself says that by things which they are experts in, he brings the Gemara says on Shabbos, you bring a Chaya, and the things which they are more adept to do than a Zocho, so Fakert, so Memela, then the Noshim won't have this Havamina that, that what they're telling them is because they don't want to do the Averis, they're telling us to do it. Maybe they'll be misatzel, that they won't do it. If things that they're more adept to do, so then you take it away in the Noshim. The Ktzei Shulchan brings down nowadays that, Zangefield and hospitals, that, everything is done through nurses, so they're more adept to do it, so then, Geit Nishton der Haloche, Lay Alpi Noshim. Tana Rabbon. Mefakrin pikuach nefesh b'shabbos, v'azoriz hareze mishubich, v'ein tzorech little rishus mibezn. Now this is luchere repetitious. First he says azoriz hareze mishubich, and then he says you don't have to ask rishus. Okay, so now we have a number of mishalom. Ro'atinik shenof aliyam, peirish mitzude umaleyu. Vazorez hareze meshubach, fakel to it right away. Ve'ein tzorech litel rishus mibezn. You don't have to ask rishus mibezn. What does he want to be moisef of? He said, Vazorez hareze meshubach. Ve'afel gav detzkotzayit kafri. Even though, when he's going to be peiris ha-metzude, he's going to trap fish, afel pikein, he's permitted to do it. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, pikuach vashkumr meshpelaz, chol dova shetzoich lo lenefesh lahavir sakonas moves. This pikuach is a loshen to take away, to clear away. You take away the sakone for the nefesh. That's the taich pikuach. Lahavir sakone, so you mavir the sakone because of the nefesh. Mefakrene sagal means you take away the gal. He, you take away the sakona letzorech hanefesh. Va'avol gav detzayit kavri imoy, kol hami avol gav dekoma roche mishne yisei redayik. Tiktoni vein etzorich litel rishus. Lomalei detoni ocha. Detoni leivazoris areza meshubach. Laosa lashminon shafilu hu tzorich ledovo. So I think the who is going now on the fisherman. That means he needs the fish. And l'chayre, the chiddush is that it's l'chayre apsikreishe denichalei. That means when he's going to do this pu'ula v'atzolos nefoshes, he's going to trap fish also. Afal pikein, it is mutter. Now, there are a few in yonim. The Mishneh Berurah brings down a machloikis, a peiskim. What will be the din if he's mechaven for both things? He's mechaven for the fish. He's mechaven to be matzel. I mean, is that mutter l'chatchila? So the machloikis apoiskim. Others hold it is also. Amiri Bayos holds it's also. And it means other poiskim hold that it's also. And others hold that it is mutter. But not only a psikresh the nichalei is mutter, he can filu do it bekavona. I'm doing it for two purposes. As long as he's doing it for pikuach nefoshes, it's also mutter. That's what others hold. And others hold it's not mutter, but he's not chay. Now there's a Gemara Menoches, the beginning of Perek Abishmoel, that brings a Meiradike Shaila. What if he's only doing it for the fish? He's only doing it for the fish, that's the only thing. And Lamaisa, he with the fish comes up this person who was drowning also. Is he Chayev or is he Potter? So the machloikis, Amayroim, Rabin Rove, and Laloche, the Rambam Paskin, the Rambam Perek Beis, Laloche Tezayim, Mehuche Shabbos, Paskins as follows. Niskaven lahalois dogim, vehelo dogim vetinik, potter. Afilu loishoma shetova. He didn't hear anything at all. That a child drowned. He went to fish on Shabbos to catch fish. And Lamaise, it came out that Lamaise, he was matzel with this priest, he was matzel atinik also. Hoyel vehel atinik im adogim potter. Now there's a machloikis in the Gemara. Is he potter or chay? One man the yama holds yechayiv, you go bosa the machshove. It wasn't a machshove of pikuach nefoshes. It was a machshove of iser. So it's more than rotza lechel bosa chazir v'olo biyodei bosa tle. It seems that he wanted to make a pool of chilo Shabbos. And he made chilo Shabbos. That means if he wanted to catch fish and he caught a tinnik, no. That's rotza lechel bosa chazir v'olo biyodei bosa. He caught fish. He wanted to catch fish and he caught fish. Now, Zay Mazel, he caught a tinnik also. So, one man yom holds his chayv, and one man yom holds his potter. You look at the maisa, this was a maisa of pikuach nefoshes. So, Moshe Silverberg once asked Akasha on this from a Ramban ala Teire. Ramban ala Teire says as follows. Ramban says, the Bris Bein Absorim, so here's a whole Shakla Bataria, why the Mitzriim were Nenash, there was a Gzeire, Abodim Binoisim Abba Meyeshone, so why were they Nenash? So he says as follows, Kasher Teitze, this is Aloshna Rambam, Kasher Teitze HaGzeire Alpinovi, if a Novi will say a Gzeire that he speaks about Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar should be Machab the Beis HaMikdosh, or there was certain, Yehu was told to kill out Beis Achov. Yesh ba'oyin, and they did it. They went, they killed, they did what the Novi said. Yesh ba'oysoy, ma'ise dinim. Kim shama oyso, v'rotzo rasis l'tzoyin boiroi. Yesh ba'oisa oisa dinim. If a person did it, the Novi said that it was a gzeira, that that this person should be killed. Achav b'nei beisha should be killed. Yesh ba'oisa oisa dinim. So there's an afkamina. Kim shama oisa, he heard the dvar Hashem, v'rotza lasa yischutzoin boiroi, ein alof chet. There's no chet whatsoever. Avo yesh lo yischus boi. It's a schus, he did rotzen Hashem. Kasha oma b'yehu, yan asher atiboy, so lasa yis ayosha b'einai, k'chol asher bilvovi yosiso lebeis achov, izbonim reveim yeshvu lo chalkisa Yisrael. So Yehu was zeichet the four deiris of Malchus, because he did rotzen Hashem, he killed Beis Achov. Avol, im shoma ha-mitzveh, v'horag oisoi lesine, oi lishlolos, so they heard that there's a mitzveh, and he did it for a different purpose, yesh olav ha-oinish, so he'll be nenash, ki hu lechet niskaven v'aveiro huloi. That is, and that's what he says, Nebuchadnezzar was Nenash. Even though there was Nebuah that he pekel, that he was called the Ashliach Hashem, Nebuchadnezzar was Nenash. He didn't do it out that, he did it. So l'chayre yes, tamayre di kekashe, so l'chayre had this shtim with this Rambam. That if you go bossa mach, and that's a shakla v'tai, go bossa machshov, you go bossa maise. Perhaps there is a chilik between Ritziche and Solos Nefoshes. That means Ritziche be'etzem is a Maisa Aveire. No, if a person does a Maisa Ritziche, Otsivo Yashem, that's a Mater. If he's not doing it for that purpose, so it's a Ritziche. Could be a Tzolos Nefoshes is, I mean, a Maisa Tzolos Nefoshes is Mutter. I mean, a Tzolos Nefoshes is a matter. So, Mamela, even though he wasn't doing it, Letzoyerach a Tzolos Nefoshes, but Lamaisa, since this was a Maisa of a Tzolos Nefoshes, Lamaisa, I mean, that's how the Rambam Paskins Laloch, he's Potter. Let us go further. Ro Tinoik Shenofo Leboil. What's the problem? The problem is the Tinek is in a state of gewaldic pachad, of fear. He fell down into a boir, into a pit, and who knows, this could be disastrous. The fear could be disastrous. So you go and start digging around the chulye saboir, that you're making it much easier to enter the boir. Vazoriz areza meshubach, meinzon little meshus lebezn, afogav the mesakin darge. That means this pool of doing, he created a step that makes it easier to enter the boy, which is a very good thing. He's very happy with this. Rosh nina lo deles pifnei tinek. What if a child got locked up in the room? Now this is also sakonas nefoshes for a child. The fear might be detrimental. Ishaivra umaitziyas, he breaks down the door. Vazoriz areza meshubach. Veinzoch litel rishus mebezen. What's the chiddush over here? Vafal gavda kamachavan. Here there's a shelf. You are geiris mechavan. Not geiris mechavan. Vafal gavda kamachavan. Lemitver bishipi. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi. Eike chulye kdei lahashpil sfas haboyer. Now it's easier to enter the boir, and it's easier. That he made a knisa to the boir. Ninalo delis, vatinek nivas, he's petrified. The mitvere b'shifis, you're allowed to break it in small pieces, nesorim, shetzorechlem. Lemaise, now he's gonna end up with boards, what he needed. Lishnachini b'shifi kismin lad, lokel, smaller pieces of wood, which are good for kindling purposes. Said weiter, mechabin, one is permitted to extinguish, umavsikin, the one is permitted to make a barrier, mipnei hadleike b'shabes. Vazoris areza meshubach, veinzorich little rishus mebezen, vafogav dekom mamchich mechuchi. So Rashi says, umavsikin mipnei hadleike bekelim shal matches, oi shal cheres malei mayim. That's the barrier he's making. Ubidleiko sheyesh bo sakonis nefoshes koma. Here it's very unclear. Now, because this din, to make a barrier with kelim is only gram kibui, and this is mutafilu Afilu with this, it's only a hefsed moment gram kibbe yizmuta. So the Siach Yitzchak wants to say that Rashi is going now on Mechabin, not on Mafsikin. See, Taisa says that's a different pshat. Taisa says, and asked the Kasha what the Chiddush of Mafsikin is. Taisa says an Akimtip. Rashi machnish can Akimtip though. The Kamochich Mechuchi Mashpil Umatzia Hagecholim Litzlois Aleim Le'erev. I think the Rashi is going now on the Kibbuy Chalik. The Kibbuy, I think he extinguished the flame by banging on it. And by doing this, he's mashpul the gecholim. I think it's more convenient now to have, now that you have gecholim, which will be very easy to use, meitzoy Shabbos. So we have a few cases over here. Utzricha, we need all these cases. The yashmin in yam, mishum da dahochi vahochi ozolei. That means if he'll go and ask a shayla, so there's no, there won't be any shayla to ask. He'll drown in the meantime. Avol ber deka Yosef eim aloi. So maybe there you shouldn't. He's in the ber. I think it's going on the child. Tzrich av yesh min ber mishum deka mivis. Avol ninalas deles efshe de Yosef by gisa mishabish lei bam guzi tzriche. And the Gemara says, maybe I would think that if he's locked up in the room, there's ways he can distract the mind of the cotton, can play with egoism and thus, and he'll feel secure. Kamash Malon, you're not mechuyev to do this. You're mechuyev, you're permitted to break down the door. Zogt Rashi, that the hochi v'ochim yelech lebezn, lishoyel ozalei leibut. Meshabishlei, mefateyu, mekalkishlei egoizim. Afopikain, you're not mechuyev to do this. It's a matzav of sakone. The shayla is, why aren't you mechuyev to do it? I mean, this is taka shayla. We had mentioned the halacha is that if a chaylin needs kibui haner, and you can accomplish the same thing by taking out the ner, so then that is a mechalo Shabbos. It's an emes a mechalo Shabbos. So why shouldn't he take try this eitzah unless it's not a sure eitzah? That's the kamash malon. Fateh mekalkesh le'egoizim. That means it's. Even though there's a possibility it might work, so there's a possibility it won't work, so you don't take chances. That's l'chayre the kamashmal. If l'zicha work, l'chayre, what hatter do you have to break down the door? You say so. Mechabin u'mavsikin, l'omali dafilu l'chotzer acheres. The lake bechotza zu, and the fosh is bechotza acheres vehem choylim oiktanim. So one is permitted, and they won't be able to be matzel them, so one is permitted to extinguish the flame. Let us see Taisvis, mechabin umapsikin bifnehad leke. Taimeli, tahavale zu vein tzoch loyme zu. Kiven dafilu lichbuye shori. Why does if you're allowed to extinguish it, be your dayim, koshke lahafsik. Hafsik with kalim is only a gram kibui. So you're allowed to be mechabe be your dayim, about the gewiss, you're allowed to be mechabe de gromen. Veshloima afilu lasuye kalim derech reshus arabim, or lahafsik be. The chiddush is not the hafsik, the chiddush is that you're bringing kalim. The salka daitach mina davke lich buye shori. That's one malachim. Avul kule hai lahovi kalim derchishus arabim elayimayim diketarti. Is a tzov achnose ugram kibui. So I would think you're not allowed to do this. It's also very difficult to understand. I mean, if he doesn't have any, he can't be mechabe. I mean, so there's a chilek, one is a two isurim, three isurim. So tell us nefoshes. Voitzal kedaita chamine kibui shori tvei, shuboru yoiser sheyatzel. Kibui allowed to do, because this will work.
אבל הובי קיילם דול מקוידם שיביהם תאבר עד לקה, ונמצא של חילול שבא של לילה צורך. That means this פעולה is a suffix if it might help. Maybe it won't help, maybe it'll be too late. אף על פי קיין, one is permitted to do it. Now you also don't know what Tosfos means. If Tosfos means that he has two alternatives, he has one alternative to be mechabe, and another alternative to bring kelim to be mapsik, he's permitted to do the second alternative, even though it's a sofik, which that would be a chiddush. I mean, why should you do that? Maybe you'd be mechabe. Maybe the whole chiddush of Tosfos is, in such a case, if you could be mechabe be yadayim, mishlzicha should be mechabe. The chiddush is, if you can't be mechabe be yadayim, so why should I be mishtadl to bring the kelim? Maybe by the time I bring it, it'll be too late already. So that's the chiddush. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, even though it's a suffix, you might not accomplish anything. But if you have another oifen to do it, which will be avadi accomplished, could be then takim mechuyiv to do the first way.
Zok the Gemara weiter. Amar Shmuel leholchu bepikuach nefesh achar haroif. By pikuach nefesh, ine medike tisha Yisrael vekusi echad binayu, rube Yisrael ninu. So memele, zicha gobas haroif heises in yimachalo Shabbos. Ina mi palge palge, so also yimachalo Shabbos. Sofik nefoshes lehokum. Elo deiko tisha kusim v'yisroel echot. No, it's the other way around. There's 9 goyim and 1 yid. He's telling us that let's say it'll be nofala gala lechot meyam. I don't know on which one it fell. So even though roiva goyim, it's permitted. So Gemara says, no, hanami pshite. There's no roiv, da havalei kavua. Chol kavua ke machza al machza domi. Kol kavu is kemechzal mechzadami. So it's not roiv, it's a sofik. Leitzriche, so the Gemara says, the porish lechotzer acheres. But it's speaking about that you had in this chotzer akvies. In this chotzer they were kavu. And then Rashi seems to say they went into another chotzer. But in the second chotzer they were porish. Mao de taime kol de porish, merube porish. Kamash melon, some emele. Then in the second chotzer, there was mefakhenes, the second chotzer gal fell on them. There they were in kavua. Kamash melon, de lehochi bepikuach nefesh, acha haroit. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, da filuloch, Yehoch bepikuach nefesh acharoyb dimsofik kusi yisofik Yisrael mefakrin afogav derube kusim havohos. Even though there's roiv kusim, inei moti shayisrael vechad kusim v'nofo ma poilus alechad mehem ben yiduim Yisraelim kusi zavad gebis yem mefakir elodikati shekusim vechad Yisrael v'shminen afogav derube kusim. The bechol duch tamrinin kol de porish merube porish bemidi de naidi. If something is naidi, they're not together and they're moving. Bahochi lemrinin hochi. Afogav de peprishoson kulu naidi. So when they went to the chotzer acheres, they all were naidi. So Rashi weiss the chois, in the second chotzer, they don't have a din of kavu anymore, since they're naidi, since they're moving. You don't have together a group of to make it kavua. Afal pikein. So if you don't have a din of kavua, so then you have a called the porish merube porish. Afal pikein by pikuach nefoshes, you don't call basarayv.
Like the Gemara Eini, V'omar Abasi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Tisha Kusim V'Yisrael Echad, B'Yosei Chotzer, Mefakrin, B'Chotzer Acheres, Ein Mefakrin. So how did Gemara understand? B'Yosei Chotzer Mefakrin means, because they're Kavua. B'Chotzer Acheres, Ein Mefakrin. So we see that you go basaroy face this. But because the first is also, after Gemara Leikashe, ha de porush kulu, ha de porush mitzosayim. What does he rash? Ha de porush kulu, that means Rabbi Yochanan in the Tzedlachotzer Acheres, is that ein mefakrin. No, noch einmal. Shmuel, that said, the lachotz acheres mefakren ha de porush kulu. That they all were porush in the second chotz. Ha yul vi ischazik Yisrael bahai chotz. Shenof lo boi ma poiles mefakren. That means that even though there's a bill from Roiv, that Roiv says, mistome, the ma poiles fell on a goy, there's a Roiv. But al kaponim, there was a suffix also. That means I have a mokim to clear that maybe a yid, maybe the mapoil, that means I have a suffix and a birur of roiv. Because since it was in his chazik, Yisrael b'yoyisei chotzer, so memeles, that makes me clear a suffix. I'll put him, say, I say, hey, there is a suffix, maybe a yid got killed. Or maybe a mapoilus fell on a yid. That gives it a teir suffix. So even though in this suffix I have a birur of roiv, so the pshat is an helchem that you don't use these birurim. That means as long as it has a teirah suffix, you don't use these birur. V'af al gav de naidi, even though it's naidi, you don't have a kabua. Leizlin and basarube, because since it's ischazik Yisrael, so it has a teirah suffix al kapon. Ha de porish mikzosayu. What is if the whole kviyas was not a porush in the second chotzer. V'lo yadinin in hava Yisrael b'hai chotzer. So memele, so here, roiv is not a birur on the sofik. Roiv tells me there's no sofik in Gansan, that ichtav gonish klarnet that there was a yid over here. Is lo yadinin in hava Yisrael b'hai chotzer. Then as lina basaruba, hoyo v'lo yischazik. That is Harashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisvitz. The Taisvitz, or the Porush Kulu, or the Porush Mikzosayu. Nira Leforish. The Porush Kulu Lachotzer Acheres. They were Porish to a second Chotzer. The Yotzu Gam Isham. They left the second Chotzer. Leinisha Bahem Ad Echod Shenofla Olov Mapoilus. The porush lechotzer acheres v'lo yotzu misham mali chotzer zu mali chotzer acheres. That means if they have intentions to remain here, so Taisva seems to hold that that's why it is a din of a kavua. Hai lemaise, Rashi said they were naidi, they weren't together. Taisva would seem for some reason that I don't know clo what Taisus means, but Taisus weiß doch ist, that alone, that they were naidi, that they were porished, another chotzer, mali chotzer, zu mali chotzer acheres. That speaking about, they went to the second chotzer, they went out of the second chotzer, one remained in the second chotzer. And Raphael Pekin, so even though there, seems we do have a birur of roiv, that I'm telling mistama, the one that left is mistama from the roiv. Hafal pikein in hilchen achar roiv. Ha de porish mikzosayu, shloi pirish mikan lo oise chotzer acheres elo echot. See, the sichitza goes so much it's sich pshatan taisvis. What does taisvis mean? That only one went in, and if two went in, what'll be? So it's also,
I mean, it wasn't his chazik. What's the difference between one and two? Thesis is very unclear. Let us go a little further. Al Kaponim, we have over here that Shmuel said that in Hilchin b'pikuch nefoshes acharoy. Mi omar Shmuel hochi vosnan. We learned in the Mishnah motze botinik mushlach. A person found in a city a tinik that was mushlach, that was thrown away. The shaila is who threw it away. Imroiv kusiyim kusi. Vimroiv Yisrael Yisrael. We'll see, Lagabi, which halach is this is Negeya. Mechze al mechze is a din of Yisrael. Va'omar Rav, Narav is going to say pshat in the halach Imroiv Yisrael Yisrael. So Rav says, Loishonu elo lahachyoisei. Havol liyachsei loy. Let us see Rashi. V'hotnan tinik mushlech, mishni b'seida taretz, be'ir she'yisroel v'kusim dorim bo. Lo'y shonu, nimroi v'yisroel, ma'zakin alei li'yisroel, elo lach'yoysoi. Lach'yoysoi means lefarnesoi. That means to give tzedakah. So if for the roi v'yisroel, you have to be mefarnesim. Avol li'yachsoi, Kigoyim im nekevehi, shekoyim mutar bo, loy, afilu leka lemeches la sufi. Afilu there's no shash that he's a sufi. That means if we're speaking about a koyim, so what? It's a different shayla. So it could be it's a mamza. If we're speaking about yichus, so it could be it's it came about a yidei's nus. So, she koyin mutabo loy v'afilu lekel ameichesh la sufi. V'afilu there's no shash asufi, which is a shash mamzeiris that was thrown away. Kain hanach damrinem b'meseches kedushin toli b'dikule toli piske romi chumre mishlati adomim. That means there were different simonim that this baby mishlati adomim. Rashi says it was a bala sevorim. So that's a raya that was not to his nus, to a lot of bias, therefore the child grew well, or a toli piske is romichumre, or a ksab that was hung on the child to make sure that a shmira for the child. Again, that shows that the child was not thrown away. It was not a child, a boy, there's nus, it was mustama mitoich, they left the child there, they weren't unable to support it. Is chayshina sabamel is azay. So you have roiv Yisrael. I have a simon. This is not an asufi. So lochere a kohen should be allowed to marry it. Chayshina shema kusisi. Here you chayish lemiyute. V'giyores asura lekohune. So filo shall be megaya herself. She's also lekohune. V'af al gav the roiv Yisrael. So why should you declare she's a giyores? Ma'ala also biyuchsin, the be'inan trei rubi, kedamrinim biksubis, bepeire kame. So here we say that, so Rav said that Roiv Yisrael, Yisrael is only lach yoysoi. Avol li yachsoi loy. Ushmul omal lefakeach olav esagal. Shmul said that that's what it says, Roiv Yisrael, Yisrael. Is not only to lach yoisoi, but afilu lefakech olav esagal koma, v'imroiv Yisroel, Yisroel, avu b'machza machza loy, v'koshkeim b'roiv kusim. So that is the Gemara's kasha, that here Shmuel says you only mefakech olav esagal, if there's roiv Yisroel, and in machza machza you won't be mefakech olav esagal. And before we Shmuel said that afilu this roiv kusim yem afakech olav esagal. And the Gemara ki itmar the Shmuel areishe itme. Shmuel is not going on roiv Yisrael. Shmuel is going on roiv kusim. Im roiv kusim kusim. That's what the Mishnah said. Amo Shmuel alinyim pikuach nefesh ein ekein. Agabi pikuach nefesh, you are mefakech esagal. Even though this rov kusim. Eine kein, the omar, afilu b'rov kusim mefakchen.